This is the second hour of Spingola Speaks. Our guest today is Dr. Jennifer Daniels. Her website is vitalitycapsules.com. And I think that I was looking in the chat room during the break, and I think, based on some of the rhetoric in the chat room, that a lot of people who have relatives going into facilities, like old people's homes and whatnot, that they usually die just about at the time that their health care runs out, or just about the time that they have used up all of the person's resources, like their savings account and all of that kind of thing. Is that a coincidence, or is that pretty much standard?
Well, I mean, what can I say? I wasn't there, right?
Yes.
But I can tell you this, and this actually is a very, very important point, that hospitals have the authority to interfere with the patient's health care whenever that health care would cause financial hardship to the hospital. This is actually written into law. Hospitals have this discretion. And so what can happen then is literally a hospital can say, oh, we're not going to give this drug, we're going to give that drug, or we're not going to give 30% oxygen, we're going to give 26% oxygen, because the person's health insurance situation has changed. So the hospital is literally allowed to interfere with medical practice in any way they feel necessary in order to guard their profitability. So there is absolutely no obligation whatever on the part of hospitals to safeguard the welfare of the patient. In fact, written into law is their prerogative to protect their bottom line. And so it would not surprise me if this happens, because they're given the legal authority to adjust a person's care so as to maximize their profits.
Oh, my goodness. Now, another question out of the chat room. What does Dr. Daniels suggest for a plan B if a home childbirth becomes a medical emergency?
All right. That's an interesting question. Of course, the question is, what's a medical emergency? I'm going to just say for the moment that the mother's life is in danger. There's only so many ways to die, okay? For a mother, there's only two ways to die in childbirth: bleed to death or get an infection. That's pretty much the size of it. Not much else. So as far as a mother bleeding during childbirth, there's a lot you can do before and during the birth to prevent that. So let's say, I could go into what that is, but rather than say that, I think you're better off handling it that way. The other way to handle it is, in the old days, what women used to do is they used to go to a doctor, check in for prenatal care, then not show up. And if the home birth went fine, that was fine. And then they would just show up in the hospital if something went wrong. So they would have that back up there if they wanted it. I don't know if I would go for that, because if the out-of-hospital birth is having complications or problems, then when it goes to the hospital, there's an incentive to make sure things go even worse, because then they can have a statistic and say, see, we told you those home births, were bad. On the other hand, I would say, they have done extreme studies on this, and home birth, take your chances, drop dead, is safer than a hospital birth. For the mother, the home birth is 5 times safer. We know that. There can be no dispute of that. The government's tracked those figures. The World Health Organization is, I know you haven't heard it on the 6 o'clock news, but they're upset about the increased maternal mortality in the United States, even though, of course, you citizens haven't heard about it yet. But for a mother, if your bottom line is getting through this pregnancy alive, the hospital's not part of your plan.
Wow. All righty, we are going to a break. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors, and we will take your calls at 800-313-9443.
Right now, food is everywhere. If you want it, you can buy it. For now. When the coming crisis occurs, how will you feed your family? Will healthy nutrition be available? The answer is probably no. Jeff Lawton will show you how to survive the coming crisis in an abundant way with permaculture. Jeff Lawton is a permaculture designer, teacher, and consultant who has shown people like you, people in 35 countries around the world, people who want to know what they can do to survive the crisis that they see approaching. There is an absolutely free video online that will help you discover how to survive by giving you step-by-step instructions in establishing food forests that will help you become survival confident. Log on to jefflawton.org right now. This free video will only be available for a limited time. That's jefflawton.org. G-E-O-F-F-L-A-W-T-O-N.org. Survival is not optional. Visit jefflawton.org today.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, HempUSA.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At HempUSA.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant Powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
Dr. Jennifer Daniels. Her website is vitalitycapsules.com, and do be sure and go to the website and just click at the top where it says Truth Files, and you can listen to some of the programs she has done. And she is on the what network is that? Blake Radio Network. And she started back in October of last year, and she's got a lot of very, very interesting programs, and I think I've listened to the majority of them. Anyway, a couple more questions out of the chat room, and we do invite your calls at 800-313-9443. We talked about Plan B if a home childbirth becomes a medical emergency, and you said that there were only two things that could happen, bleeding to death or getting an infection. And I think that many people look at childbirth as something that's rather a sickness instead of a natural process. And in doing family history research, the death rate when a mother died was usually attributed to childbed fever. And that's what they called it back in the 1800s, is childbed fever, which implies to me that the mother got an infection because the doctor didn't wash his hands.
Yeah, they from research, that's exactly the case. I'd like to say I had my third baby at home because I nearly died, my second baby in the hospital. And I went back over the whole experience and realized the whole thing was an iatrogenic situation. And so for my third baby, I had my baby at home. I insisted that whoever was there not have any training in delivering babies, because the folks that butchered me and nearly killed me were highly trained. So I figured, okay, no training. And I made sure I had an oxygen tank there with a special little baby mask in case the baby needed oxygen. And I had some methogen in case there's excessive bleeding, and I gave myself a little spritz of painkiller. It took 2.5 hours. Baby popped out. Absolutely no problem. It was even a VBAC, for those of you who are sophisticated and know what that is. So that was a vaginal birth after cesarean section. So I had a medically unnecessary cesarean section in the hospital, which endangered my life and my child's life and cost a fortune. And I called up my insurance company and said, don't you pay those blump, 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 blump. They said, oh, no, Dr. Dealings, we have to pay them. We have a contract. And so, you know, it's absolutely shocking. It's discouraging that that's the case. You know, Deanna, I have a special gift for your listeners today.
Oh, okay.
I have a special report I wrote based on my 20 years of experience as a healer, and this report reveals remedies so powerful they make antibiotics obsolete, especially in my medical practice. And antibiotics are an example of ineffective, deadly, and expensive intervention. So your listeners can go to vitalitycapsules.com, enter their email address, and they'll get this report. And once they click through to the next page, they'll have the tabs up front where they can check out the truth files as well.
Okay, super. And you just go to vitalitycapsules.com. And I have received that report, and it's very, very interesting. And you can also get on your email list so that you get a regular email where you discuss all kinds of things. So getting back to the C-sections, in my own opinion, I think they do C-sections in order to cut the doctor's time that he has to spend, because a lot of people are in labor for extended period of time. And so it's a lot quicker just to do a C-section, but it is dangerous, don't you think?
You know, I used to think that was the reason for C-sections. And I would have to tell you honestly, it's not, because what happens is what makes a C-section necessary is the hospital policy. It's the hospital policy when a lady is in labor that she has nothing to eat or drink. This causes dehydration and leads to the fetal distress, which all the monitors can tell you is there, and the need for a C-section. So literally the hospital revenue from a C-section is monumental compared to a vaginal birth. And quite frankly, as a doctor, I would rather take a nap while this lady's in prolonged labor, wake up and deliver the baby and be done with it. Because once I do a C-section, oh, my God, now I've got to stitch her up. Now I've got to write a bunch of orders, precaution for this, precaution for that. Her death risk goes way high. Now I've got to see her in the hospital every day for 5 days. For the doctor, the financial benefit is not great enough for that. He would much rather have a bunch of ladies laboring, and he just catches these babies, it pops out, boom, okay, home in the morning. And that would maximize his profit.
Interesting. And also, a question was asked, and you answered it. She said, yes, my daughter, from the chat room, my daughter had 2 C-sections, then 2 normal births, but one child had brain damage and now has cerebral palsy.
That's a good question. So the question is, was the cerebral palsy from the birth event? The
right.
answer is, and this is from the medical community, absolutely not. Cerebral palsy is something that happens in the second trimester, doctors don't know what, and all babies have cerebral palsy, whether they're born vaginally or C-section or whatever. So it's something that happens before even labor even begins, the whole cerebral palsy thing. So it's not very well understood by modern medicine.
Okay. The other thing
Which means,
is that,
by the way, prenatal care cannot in any way diminish your chances of getting cerebral palsy. So hospital birth is not going to prevent cerebral palsy.
Okay. Another question. Will you ask the doctor about hospice? I think they give morphine to finish off the patient. I've seen it 3 times now.
Yeah, I've seen it several times myself. Hospice has special permission in this area because you can only enter hospice if you have 6 months to live. So if you get a deadly dose of something at 7 months, I mean, it's not death because you were supposed to have died at 6 months, right? Also, what the hospice people do is when the time is right, they give the family a lethal dose of morphine and say, here, you know, we don't want him to suffer. Now, the family can misinterpret that, and they often do. What they do is say, oh, I'll give them this so he'll suffer, thinking it's going to relieve the patient's pain when actually it kills them. And so a lot of times that deadly dose is administered by the family unknowingly. And this is a big, I think, scandal that your prior caller touched on, which is the practice of terminating care, or in this case terminating the patient, when the payment terminates.
Right. Now, when you go to the hospital for a delivery, I think that, well, in my own case, I think that just the hospital environment just made things kind of slow down. You're nervous, you're out of your own environment, and I think that they start giving you shots and all this other stuff that really makes your labor stop. Is that a possibility?
Yeah, and then you're in the wrong position. This baby's got to go uphill, around the corner, and down to get out. That's a tall order, especially if you got this 7 or 8 pound load here. And at home, I've done home births too. Not a single lady I've ever done a birth for has laid on her back. This has not been her choice. So what happens is, it turns out in home birth, a lady will dilate from 0 to 10 centimeters in an hour. That's common in a home birth. The lady is so relaxed that once labor starts, it just goes zoop, 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 zoop. And it's shocking. Again, your jaw just drops open. Whereas in the hospital, this is written into the medical textbooks. The lady is supposed to dilate 1 centimeter per hour. So they've taken this doctor-created or medical system-created delay of labor and incorporated into the definition of normal labor, and that's unfortunate.
Oh, my. All righty. We have some callers lining up. Why don't we go ahead and take a caller? Let's take Richard in Washington.
Good morning. What is this? Are we pursuing real truth here on this week on Deanna's show?
We try to do that every week.
I'm totally impressed with this week. Let's go straight to down the rabbit hole. Let's talk the fact that the Rothschild Morgan Rockefeller Carnegie cabal created allopathic medicine as the complete scam. It was created as a scam. You know, if you understand that, you understand the fact that it was right from the get-go, the way to take money away from the stupid masses so that you could make money and eliminate them at the same time.
Absolutely. But the masses, unfortunately, were not that stupid, and they had to employ the force of the police. So what happened was, in 1911, Flexner, commissioned by Rockefeller, I believe, wrote something called the Flexner Report. The way he wrote this is he traveled all around the United States, ostensibly doing a research study of all the healing modalities in use, and visited all the different healers and different things and documented what they were doing. And everyone who was not using patent pharmaceuticals was labeled a quack and a threat to the public health. He then took this report, turned it over to Rockefeller, who then paid the government to use this report as a blueprint to go hunt down and fine, incarcerate, and even murder healers who were not using pharmaceuticals. So the stupid masses, if you want to call them that, were not that stupid. They were not using patent medicines. In fact, there are many jokes of the day about hospitals and about patent medicines and about how ineffective they were. So if you go back in the literature of the day and read different stories, you'll see embedded in the fiction or real-life accounts stories of how ineffective and dangerous medicine was. In fact, George Washington was murdered by his doctor. His doctor bled him too much. Bleeding was in vogue back then. So what happened was, the Flexner Report was used as a blueprint, and then the Rockefellers donated money to each one of the states to establish the medical licensing boards, hence the conditions of licensure, and then donated to establish the medical schools, hence the medical school curriculum. So you have a doctor who will tell you he's independent of the drug companies. He doesn't realize that he went to a medical school whose curriculum was written by the drug companies. And he's got licensure from a licensing board that was established by the drug companies. And so a lot of doctors don't understand this, and I know I did not when I was in practice.
Yeah, it's amazing that nobody talks about the category of iatrogenic deaths. That would be really significant and really would uncover some stuff.
All righty. We are going to a break. We'll be right back in 3 minutes after a word from our sponsors.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com and now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling, to help you help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is Deanna. Our guest today is Dr. Jennifer Daniels. Her website is vitalitycapsules.com. That's V-I-T-A-L-I-T-Y, capsules, C-A-P-S-U-L-E-S.com. Vitalitycapsules.com. And go ahead and fill out that the form that comes up initially in order to get your free report, which is very, very worthwhile. And it is free. And anyway, I think we still have Richard on the phone. Did you have another question or comment, Richard?
That was just the second scam. The first scam was to convince us that we were eating of the agricultural products. That was the big scam, disregarding the fact that we have the digestive tract of a carnivore and the fact that we are not supposed to cook our food because heating actually destroys everything that makes food food. And I've recommended before the book Pottinger's Cats. If you read that study, you find that cooking materials actually not only destroys you, it also destroys the plants around you and the soil and the animals and bacteria and funguses and molds that are in the soil. So basically you're decimating the whole of the earth just by cooking food.
All right, Dr. Daniels, what are your comments regarding that?
I think that that would be nice if we had access to raw food. And this is another scandal in the raw food field, which actually I addressed a couple weeks back on my program, is that most of the raw food that raw foodists are eating is not raw. And that's why our present-day raw food diet is just fraught with disappointing results. Say, well, Dr. Daniels, what do you mean? A lot of raw food recipes call for large amounts of dried herbs, for example. By law in the United States, all herbs and dried stuff are steam distilled. Well, steam sterilized, rather. So if something is steam sterilized, it's certainly not raw. The other issue with food in the United States is by the time that a piece of food gets to the shelf, it's generally about a week old between the time it was picked and the time the person eats it. In terms of raw nutrition, you know, of the level it's going to reverse disease, you're talking about eating this food within 30 minutes of when it was picked. And so most people on a raw food diet are eating food that's at least a week old in terms of time it was picked and the time it got to their intestines, and eating food that was actually, without their knowing it, cooked. For example, cashews. All cashews are cooked because raw cashews are poisonous. I know this because I'm now in a tropical country where they grow cashews, and I'm like, oh, great, I'm going to get some raw cashews. I told the locals I want raw cashews. And they looked at me, and of course, you know, people say, oh, this is important. We have to translate, you know. It's like, no. You know, cashews are dangerous. And so the cashews that are sold as raw are actually boiled. They've been boiled to neutralize and remove this poisonous sap that's in them, and they're sold as raw cashews. And, of course, then you have ones that are roasted after that point, and that's not raw. Tofu is not raw. It takes 10 minutes of boiling to make tofu. So another problem we have is even people who want to be raw are on a diet that's filled with cooked foods. And so there's a lot there that needs to be untangled.
Well, that puts a whole different spin on things.
Yeah, I'm glad your audience can take the truth. It's so a pleasure to talk to them.
Yes, that is really good. All righty, thank you so much, Richard.
Let me make a final comment. That wasn't
okay.
The truth. That was the education, the false education. We are supposed to be eating animal tissue. If you eat animal tissue and you don't heat it, it's not cooked. It's raw. And the only thing we should be eating is animal tissue, the various productions of the animal, as carnivores will always do. If they eat vegetation, agricultural products, basically, and you've read Wheat Belly, so you know the background of grains, you're actually challenging your system repeatedly.
Your comments, Dr. Daniels?
Well, I mean, I think there might be a place in a diet for apples or green beans or lettuce. I mean, it's some vegetable, but the point is that the vegetables people are eating are simply not raw.
Right. All righty, Richard, thanks for your call,
their meat,
and
so
we
they
do
can't
have
get
to
raw
move
meat.
On. All right, let's take GP in Indiana. GP?
Yeah, I'd like to ask the doctor, give him my situation. About a year and a half ago, I had a stroke and two heart attacks, and I'm on some medications now and with the VA. And I'm just wondering, is there any alternative to the medications that they're giving me?
Absolutely. Absolutely. If you're taking, blood pressure medications, is that a good guess?
Yeah, it's cortisol and some stuff like that.
Cortisol? Okay, so that would be a steroid.
Carbidol, furosemide, clopidogrel, amlodipine, things like that.
Yeah.
About
okay.
seven
I'm
of them, I take.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those things are actually increasing your chances of having another stroke. So the furosemide, for example, the water pill, it makes you pee more, and that makes your blood thicker, and that makes it more likely that you're going to have a stroke because you just thickened your blood by taking this furosemide or Lasix. So, I mean, probably the best thing for you to do when you go to my site is click on the Contact Us. We'll send you a form to fill out.
Right.
So, you know, see if you want to, you know, go further and discuss this or work on switching over to a natural plan that might be more agreeable to you.
GP, stay over the break. We do need to go to a quick break. We'll be back in 3 minutes, and you are welcome to stay over. Be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley. An area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of bounds concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
All righty, welcome back. This is Deanna. We will take your calls at 800-313-9443. Our guest is Dr. Jennifer Daniels. Her website is vitalitycapsules.com. And you were telling our caller that he could go to your website and that he can just click at the top of your website on Contact Dr. Daniels.
Contact us, yep.
Okay. And you can help him.
Yep.
I guess that's what you're there for, right?
Work it out, yep. You can't, you know, medicine, what really shocked me was when I saw my patients dropping dead like flies. And it was just so silent. They would just, I would just come to work and I would find out somebody had died and an incredible, beautiful note from the family thanking me for everything I'd done and inviting me to the funeral. And after a few funerals, well, wait a minute. I did not go to medical school just to go to funerals. let's review these cases. Let's see if I could have done something differently. So people were so brainwashed, they were conditioned to demand the deadly care and then to be thankful when they received it. And that's when I decided that I wasn't going to be a part of that. And I started giving people choices. I said, look, here's the deadly care. I didn't call it that. I called it the standard of care, which is what it is, standard of care. I said, or you can do this alternative stuff. You can make some dietary changes, do this, do that. What do you want to do? And they would decide. And just giving people that choice lowered the death rate to zero.
Okay, do we still have GP from Indiana on the phone?
Yeah, still here. I'd like to make a confirmation what I heard speak of earlier. I had a sister who had a C-section, and she caught that what is it, necrotitis?
MRSA.
Fasciitis. Yeah. It ate her belly all the way where she almost died. And then my father in 2000, after he had an operation, a colonoscopy, they double dosed him on the, what's the stuff?
Valium?
The chemo.
Oh,
and I tried to stop that, and he hiccuped for 2.5 weeks straight, 24 hours a day. When I got him to the hospital 90 days later, he would die. And the hospice people came over to the house and talked my sisters into giving him the shot.
The morphine
or whatever. Yeah. You know, and I've had a few other things like that too happen to relatives of mine. And I just, you know, I mean, when this happened to me, my heart attack, you know, before that I had I had to have an abdominal aorta bypass. And I think I got that when I fell off an injury in the military. And I lost all the blood flow to the lower part of my body. And before they could do the operation, I had to put a stent in my heart. And that was in 2004. And everything was fine. And all of a sudden in 11, evidently I started heating up at night and stuff like that. And then eventually I had the stroke and the two heart attacks. And that's where I am right now. And I've been, you know, checking out, who's the other doctor? Dr. Carly. I've spoken with her on this a few times too, and I'm just trying to confirm to see, you know, where I go from here. You know, cause I know I'm going to die. I just like to try to make it.
We're all going
to
die at some point, but we don't want to go before it's our time.
Yeah.
All righty. Well, just go to that website, vitalitycapsules.com. Just click on and contact button. So thank you very much for your phone call, GP.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. All righty. Did you want to make any remarks about GP's situation, other than what you've already said?
Yeah, medical harm is just so frequent. It is so rampant. And what is so insidious about it is you'll have a problem, you'll perceive it as a crisis, but the solution offered to your crisis merely sets you up for yet another crisis. And there's actually a system to this. Can I take a minute or two and explain the system to you?
Yes.
First, you have insurance. You experience a medical encounter. You show your insurance card. The hospital tells you they accept your insurance. You're relieved. You're asked to sign a registration form. You sign it. You receive everything according to the standard of care. You're discharged and you return home. Then the nightmare begins. That little registration form you signed, it said you would pay the charges not paid for by your insurance company with any and all of your assets. So your insurance company then informs you that the records it got from the hospital did not justify charges. Now, you're on the hook for $9,447 in charges. This is the average cost of a hospitalization. You're relieved to find that nothing's wrong, but you also have been relieved of your assets. Now, for a sister's scenario, same scenario, but this time, you get a hospital-acquired infection. And some people even die while in the hospital. Let's say his sister died. An average cost, as of 2007, for a hospitalization in which the patient dies of a hospital-acquired infection, if you live in Nevada, is $113,000. The insurance company determines that only part of the stay will be paid for. Because of the registration form you signed when you checked into the hospital, your heirs are second in line behind the hospital for all of your assets. And if you're the average American, there's not enough left to bury you. And if you're lucky, your insurance company paid the bill or strong-armed the hospital into forgetting about it. But the worst news is this. Get this. Hospital accounting is watching. What hospital would take a $9,447 payday, which is the average pay if the patient's discharged alive, if it could get a $26,000 payday, the average revenue for a hospital stay where the patient dies, or in Nevada, $113,000 payday? So if you haven't figured it out yet, you've got a blank check on your chest every time you show your insurance card. And in case you have any doubt, the Agency for Healthcare Research and Quality has looked into this on your behalf. Uninsured patients make up 3% of hospital deaths, and they make up 15% of the population. So the relative risk of dying in the hospital is one-fifth if you're uninsured. You have one-fifth the risk of hospital death as somebody who has insurance.
Well, now, under what conditions would you yourself go to the hospital?
Me, myself, none. I told my husband. He's got his orders. If something happens, he's to drag my body home, put me to bed, tuck me in. If I make it, fine. If I don't, fine. Those are his instructions.
What if you break your leg?
Same thing. I mean, a broken leg is not a medical emergency. You got time. You can figure it out. You can get that taken care of in a day, 2 days, whatever. You know, I can sit down in my bed and decide, do I want to do something about this or not? And I can go to the doctor's office the next day if I want to. How many times have you gone to the hospital with a broken bone or known someone went to the hospital with a broken bone and they gave them a splint, sent them home, and said, see the doctor on Monday? Well, I can do that myself.
Yes.
Yeah, I can lay in bed. I'll tell my husband, get a 2x4, wrap some elastic around it, splint that little leg, and if we decide on Monday that it's really broken, we want to go see an orthopedic surgeon, we will. Why pay the $800 ambulance ride, sit in the emergency room for 6 hours, and get moved and shoved around and pushed and pulled for all these ridiculous x-rays when I can just show up on Monday if it's still bothering me?
What if you ingest something that you're allergic to and you go into anaphylactic shock?
That's a pretty big what if. But if I ingest something allergic to and I go into anaphylactic shock, if I don't have the epinephrine right there, then I'm pretty much a goner.
Okay. Now, if you use an EpiPen, do you still have to go to the hospital?
Yes, you do, so they can make money. But actually, no, you don't. What they say for the EpiPen is sometimes, very rarely, but sometimes you might need a second shot. But what I did is I gave my patients as many EpiPen kits as they wanted, and we never had a problem. But all they do in the hospital is give you epinephrine, and then they give you hydration. They hydrate you. So give yourself a little EpiPen shot and start drinking water immediately. I mean, again, this is not medical advice, not meant to diagnose, cure, treat any disease. Check with your health, whatever, first. And if anything I say causes any harm, whatever, I disavow any responsibility for it. This is my disclaimer. But okay. This is what I would do if it were me.
Okay. Sounds wonderful. All righty. Excuse me. Let's take John in California. John, welcome.
Hi. Thank you very much. Dr. Daniels, being a former physician's assistant in the military, I find your advice very encouraging. I have a question. When Deanna was saying bye to the other guests, when you were talking about raw foods and meat and things like that, she kind of talked over what you had said about meat. And I'm constantly in arguments with people about raw food versus meat, things like that. What did you actually say about meat and the idea of we are a carnivore and nothing else?
You know, first of all, I mean, there's a lot of theories. People would have theories. And I'm very humbled about that. So I just look around me, like, hey, people are eating meat and a few other things. They're living to be 80, 90, even 100 years old, right? On a diet that's not 100% meat. So obviously people are able to tolerate it. They can handle it. So my official position is each person should eat whatever the heck they want. And if it gives them some kind of problem, then we can take a look at adjusting it or modifying it. So that's my personal position. So my personal position is if you're enjoying the level of health that you want, eating whatever it is you're eating, and that's okay with you, then I don't personally see it as my place to change that. Now, if you have a health concern, I can take a look at what you're eating, and I might recommend something. For example, if you have a health concern and you're on a 100% raw diet, then it might be possible that you do need something in your life that's cooked. For example, I often will recommend people take vegetables and boil them and boil them and boil them and boil them, like for at least an hour, 2 hours, it's better. Take out all the vegetables, throw them away, and drink the broth. The broth, we know, is filled with incredible nutrients. Not only are they filled with nutrients, but they're easily digested, easily absorbed. So my personal position is eat what you want. Start with that baseline. If you're not having any health problems, continue. If you are having health issues, then we should take a look at it.
Sounds reasonable.
Sure does. And I always was confused by the argument anyway, because if we were hunter-gatherers, I mean, we're walking around, it's going to be pretty hard to eat a lot of meat. You're going to have to work pretty hard to get meat. So you're probably eating whatever you can find. And then I also had a grandfather that lived well into his 90s with dark hair who ate, drank, smoked, and did every damn thing he wanted to do. So
right.
I don't get the issues myself. Anyway, thanks.
Thank you, John.
Yeah, I think the issue is one of control. So there are people who want to have a philosophy and get as many people as possible to follow their philosophy. So my background is being a doctor, and I saw where that led to. I saw where it led to when I tried to impose a standard of care on people. And I just said, you know what? Let me just back up. Just back up and let people decide. And I'm telling you, people made all kinds of decisions I wouldn't have made, but everybody lived.
All righty. We do have to take responsibility for our own choices and see what works best for us, as you say. All righty. Let's take Werner in New Brunswick. Werner, welcome to the program.
Good afternoon, Diana. It's very delightful that you have Dr. Daniels on. And she takes a very much a common sense approach.
And refreshing, isn't it?
Yeah. And what I see when I follow things up, there are too many fixers. And they all want a job. So if it isn't broken, they try to break it so they got something to fix, and the fixers make a lot more money than the ones that supply the basic necessities of life.
Yeah.
Indeed.
And I think here, especially in the so-called civilized societies, one problem that becomes bigger and bigger is everything hits being our food, our air, our water. It's too much sterilized. Has become too sterile.
Mm-hmm.
And we need exposure to all kind of bacteria, pathogens, and so. And as long as they are not in overwhelming, the body can deal with a lot of things, and that helps bringing up developing immunity. That makes it unnecessary, all those stupid vaccinations.
Yeah.
And as I say, too many fixers, and they all want to make a big income. If the fixers' income would be cut in four, you know, divided by four, I don't think there would be as many problems around.
Right. Dr. Daniels did a program on January 29th about hand sanitizers, which is very interesting.
As I say, too much of our environment has been too sterilized.
Right.
From drinking water, what damage does the chlorination of the water does to the gastrointestinal tract, to our digestive system, then what I've come across, where they are sterilizing gases being released, we breathe them in, they create another havoc, and when you are exposed to high concentration, they can kill you. Then, as a farmer, what I've seen, sterilizing chemicals being dumped on the farmland, and in many instances, without the knowledge of the farmer, that destroys the microbial life in the soil. But as I say, the whole life on Earth, it's a variety of life forms, and they work together. And we have created the modern world has created too much of an imbalance in the life forms, and that's when troubles come up.
Right. Now, what are your thoughts, Dr. Daniels?
I think what's really going on is what the caller said, and the bigger picture is there are people who seek to profit by taking over our very fundamental life needs like air, water, and food, and making them scarce when really they're not scarce, and then making humans have to pay to breathe, to eat, or to reproduce. That would be our next talk would be humans, the new cash crop.
Oh, I loved that program. Oh, my goodness, it was fabulous. Wonderful, wonderful thoughts. All righty, thanks, Werner. Appreciate your phone call. All right, let's take Olaf in Minnesota. Olaf, welcome to the program.
Thank you. I just want to say a story. When I was a farmer in Minnesota in the 1970s,
mm-hmm.
when cows were, like, sick and couldn't get up, they had the Golden Hoof Mobile show up, and they called them McDonough Disabled. and they would take them away, and that's what they fed the people in the city. And that's when I quit eating meat.
Okay.
And I'm serious. This is, like, true.
Okay, well.
No,
so, like, if
it.
People eat meat from those fast burger places, you should just eat meat locally and know where your meat's coming from.
Well, I think that's true for everything.
I would never eat meat anywhere.
Right.
That's really bad for you. Those big farms, they're nasty.
Okay. Well,
did you know there's 340 million pigs in China?
Okay, thank you, Olaf. We do have to cut to a break. Thank you so much. We'll be right back in 3 minutes.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256 or go to zerodebtguaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
Wouldn't you agree? Healthy people are happier and more productive. Obesity is the root cause of many health problems. Do you want to lose weight safely, look sexy and attractive without side effects and no chemicals? Lose weight without the side effects safely with Zeno's Organic Dietary Supplements. Made in the USA, 100% USDA certified organic. Visit www.zenos.com. That's www.zenohs.com. Try our products risk-free for a limited time offer. No purchase necessary. You only pay shipping and handling. Get your old, sexy body back now. Visit Zenos.com. Get your free supplements now. Visit Zenos.com right now. www.zenohs.com. That's www.zenohs.com.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today has been Dr. Jennifer Daniels. Her website is VitalityCapsules.com. Go there, sign up for her newsletter and for her free reports. We do have one last caller. Let's quickly take Larry in Louisiana. Hopefully you're not a troll.
Yeah, no. I'd just like to ask the good doctor, is there such a thing as life extension technology such as Edwards Life Science bovine pericardial implant?
Okay, all right. Do you want to address that? Or?
And it's not always about the money. I'm a case
Larry,
history
Larry,
of it.
Dr. Daniels, do you want to address that?
I think that the best way to extend one's life is really with diet and lifestyle. There's a lot of technologies that are out there, and for example, people have valvular issues, and they'll get maybe a new bovine valve or whatever. And the same thing could be accomplished a lot of times by dietary changes. So there's many ways to get things done.
Okay. Right. I don't think that's such a great idea in putting other parts, using bovine skin or tissue or in a human body. I think that just sounds gross to me. It just doesn't work. So anyway, I hope that we can have you back soon and you can talk about the new cash crop or something else. I think I have about two of your radio programs that I haven't listened to yet. But there are so many things that we can do, including using coconut oil, changing our diet, without using the pharmaceutical drugs that so many of us have been indoctrinated to accept. And we get this, well, every day if you watch TV, I think that they advertise these high-priced drugs. And then, of course, the people who watch these commercials will run to their doctor and ask for that drug. And I think most doctors will just go ahead and prescribe a drug.
Yeah, one of my high school classmates just died 2 weeks ago. And she was on psychiatric drugs, just dropped dead. And, you know, I think all people need, all that's necessary is people having a choice. I don't think people who want pharmaceuticals should be denied them. So if you want to have a pharmaceutical and you want to pay for it, just like you want to go to Disney World and pay for your Disneyland vacation, it's the same. It's all a matter of preference. We know as a fact that at least 89% of everything the doctor recommends is not beneficial. We just don't know which 89%. And so, you know, would you use a contraceptive that was 11% effective? Probably not. So why would you use a healing system that has an effectiveness rate of less than 11%? Even placebo is 33% effective, which is why, by the way, drug companies are moving towards having the government allow them to manufacture and sell placebo pills. Because placebo is actually more effective than most of the medications that are out there.
Oh, my. But wouldn't that cut their profits down? Or maybe
oh,
not?
Oh, no. It's a placebo pill. They put the same price on it. Because they say it's paying the price as part of the psychological benefit to the patient.
Oh.
Is a placebo pill for this? The placebo pill for that? Oh, yeah.
I'll be. And, of course, then they'll want to continue on that prescription because they feel better.
And they patent it. They, you know, so it's a patent placebo.
Amazing. Well, thank you so very much for being on the program, Dr. Daniels. Really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Okay, thank you. All righty, we've run out of time. Thank you, listeners. We'll talk with you tomorrow. Bye-bye.